Thursday the 21st of February, Tesafov Ador Rishon Shushan Purim Kotum of a David Stern in Yom Diyoma.
Good morning. Title in Yom Diyoma leaves it open to various interpretations, but being that it's Shushan Purim Kotum, so I think we'll concentrate perhaps on some matters pertaining to Purim, also the first of the Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag, my Doshim, the Hilchos Achag. I'd like to discuss the well-known sugya in the very first Mishnah in Megillah, the difference of Zmani Kriya between the Kforim, the Ayorois, and the Kochim HaMakofim Choyma. The Mishnah in Megillah begins as follows. Megillah on the Kras, B'yud Aleph, B'yud Beis, B'yud Gimu, B'yud Aleph, B'tesvob, Le'pochus V'le'yos. Megillah has, can be read on one of five possible days, the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, or 15th of Adar. The Mishnah explains, Krochin ha-mukofin chayim moish Yishav Benun, Krem Tezvob, all walled cities from the time of Yishav Benun, read on the 15th of Adar. Kforim, va'ayoriz gidoilo, is villages and large cities, Krem B'yudala, they read on the 14th of Adar. Elo, sha'akforim magdimim le'em ha-knisa, except that villages can be makdim and read earlier on the Yom HaKnisa. And then there's a ketzad with various examples given, how the villagers, if the 14th would be a Monday or Thursday, they would lay on the 14th, but if the 14th is on any other day of the week, they would lay on the previous Monday or Thursday, which in the case of Purim falling on a Sunday can be as early as Yud Aleph Adar. Whenever they can lay on either Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, or Yud Gimel. Rashi writes as follows over there. Rashi says, Elo shakforim makdimim leim haknisa kleimar me'acha sha'amu kofin kerem tesof, since you told me that the walled cities lay on the 15th, sha'amu kofin kerem yudalad, and the unwalled cities lay on the 14th, hame hakol bechlal, so you've already mentioned everything, suhechem meshkachas yudalad yudalad gimel, so where is there room for the 11th, 12th, and 13th? Elo, the answer is shakforim nosnu lem chachom reshus lehaktim kriyos leim haknisa. The Gemara here in Daf Dalet explains why chachomim gave this allowance to the villagers, I won't go into that now, to be mucked into Yom HaKnisa. And Rashi explains, because on Mondays and Thursdays the Botidinim would sit in the large cities, and therefore the villagers would go into the cities in order to attend Botidinim. Al-Rashayim said it was in order to attend Kriya Satora on the Mondays and Thursdays. And then Rashi writes as follows, HaKforim Einon Bakim Likros. The villagers cannot lane on their own, they do not know how to lane the Megillah. Utsrichin Shikra Einon Lahem Echad Bnei Ha'ir. They need one of the Bnei Ha'ir to lay the Megillah on their behalf. So being that they're in the city anyway, on the Yom HaKnisa of the previous Monday or Thursday, lo yitrichum chachomim, shayla begirsa, lis'acher, or lachver, v'lovay, they don't have to remain or return on Purim, and chachomim allow them to lay on the Yom HaKnisa. Rashi makes it very clear that where did the Bnei Kforim lane? They laned in the cities. Who laned for them? Echad and Bnei Ha'ir laned for them. And the question which Nachronim grapple with, but in fact already the Rishonim deal with it, is normally there are one of two possible ways that you can be motzi somebody else. The first way is if you are discharging your own obligation. For example, let's say in the case of Kiddush, you're making Kiddush, you're being motzi yourself. Other people can listen to you, you have kavanah to be moiti them at the same time, and thereby you can be moiti them their obligation as well. There is an additional halacha, that even if you are not being discharging your own obligation, for example, you have already discharged your obligation, you may be moiti them, or you're intending to do your obligation at a later time. Nevertheless, you can, for example, in the case of Kiddush again, make Kiddush specifically to be moiti somebody else who is mechuyav Kiddush. But here, although you're not actually discharging your obligation, there is a condition attached, and that is that you have to, at the very least, be mechuyav b'davar. You have to be a bar chiyuva. For argument's sake, say a ben chutz la'aretz, a ben eretz yisrael on the last day of Yom Tov couldn't make kiddush for a ben chutz la'aretz because he's not a bar chiyuva. You have to be a bar chiyuva. You don't have to be discharging obligation at that time, but you have to be a bar chiyuva in this mitzvah. And then there's a din of Arabus, Kol Yisrael, Arabim, Zelo Zeh, that In the same way that you have to see to it that you fulfill your mitzvah, you have to see to it that your fellow Jew fulfills his mitzvah, and therefore you can be moed to him, even though you're not currently being moed to yourself. But at the very least, you have to be a mechuy v'dob. The question that arises, according to Shittas Rashi, is a ben ir, somebody who lives in a city, if he were to want to lay Megillah for himself on the 11th, 12th, or 13th, he couldn't. If you make a bracha, the bracha of Atola, and if you lay the Megillah, he wouldn't have been out to the Megillah, and he had to repeat it come the 14th of Adar. So how is it that then, when the Bnei Kfarim assemble in the cities on the earlier dates of the 11th, 12th, 13th, that Echad and Bnei Oir, says Rashi, can be moitzi them? They are, the Bnei Oir are not then mechuyv b'davar. They will be mechuyv b'davar on a different date, but not then. They're not mechuyv b'davar. So how can they be moitzi the Bnei Kfarim who are mechuyv b'davar on that date, because Chachomim said that they can lean on that date? How can the Bnei Oir be moitzi them on that date? Why is there not the rule applied of course, ain't a mechuyev v'davar, ain't a yochel lahoitzi acherim yidei chayvosam? How can the bnei ha'ir be moitzi the bnei ha'kfarim? Now, in fact, many rishonim disagree with Rashi. The Ran over here already, the Rashba, and there's a Tosfos Yevamos. The sugya is also well known in Daf Yudalev. The sugya of Leitzis Goydidu. So over there, there's a machlekas, Abai v'Rova. When does Leitzis Goydidu apply? Rabba says it only applies by Shnei Batei Dinin Be'ir. Be'ir Achas. If you have. Rabba says it only applies of Bezdin Be'ir Achas. Shnei Batei Dinin Be'ir Achas, Halolu Merika Be'Shama, Halolu Merika Be'Silo, wouldn't constitute a problem of Loisis going to. But Abaye says no, it's only. It's even Shnei Batei Dinin Be'ir Achas that constitutes a problem of. Loses go to it. Only if they're in two separate towns that they can behave differently. So Toza asked the question, according to Abai over there, how could the Sugi in fact discusses the situation of Megillah, but Toza asked the question, how could the Bnei Oir, the Bnei Kfarim, come into the cities where the cities are supposed to be laning on the 14th, and the Bnei Kfarim are going to have their own minyan and be laning earlier, and the Bnei Oir are actually going to be moitzi them? Why is that not a situation of Loses go to do, according to Abai? So Toza over there says, the Omar Rav Reb Chaim HaKoyen, the Bnei Kforim Hoyu Koyrim Be'irom. Places disagrees with Rashi. It's not that on the Yumei HaKnisa the Bnei Kforim entered the cities and there they were Yotze their Chiyuv. No, they landed in their own cities. Except that, so places on the Yumei HaKnisa, it's different in the Rishonim slightly, but on Yumei HaKnisa they would gather together in their own cities for Kriyas HaTorah, or perhaps on the way to or on the way from the cities they would be traveling on together. So, but they land in their own cities, therefore there's no problem of Loses going to. And Tosfos says, V'chein nira, I'll prove it to you that it makes sense that it's so. The Omar v'Yerushalmi, so it's quoted to Yerushalmi, the Ben Ir, Ein Moitzi, Ben Krach, it says over here. A Krach is a walled city. So Tosfos quotes to Yerushalmi, which says that a person who is a Ben Ir cannot lane for a person who lives in a walled city on the 15th, because the Ben Ir, his chiv is on the 14th, he cannot be moitzi a Ben Krach, his chiv is on the 15th. This is the Yerushalmi Tosfos is quoting. The Bach actually amends the Girsa and says actually that in Yerushalmi the reading is Ben Ir ein moitzi Ben Kfar, which specifically relates to our discussion, that a Ben Ir can't be moitzi a Ben Kfar. And the reason given in Yerushalmi is because kol she'ein mechuyiv v'davar ein moitzi achim v'dei chevosom. So Tosfos says in Yerushalmi, I have Yerushalmi which says that of the different times allotted for various communities to lay in the Megillah, one of the members of one community can't be moitzi another community because he's not mechuyev v'davar. And therefore, says Tosfos, in any event, we are forced to say that the Bnei Kfarim hayu b'kiyum likros. We're forced to say that it wasn't a Ben Ir who was moitzi a Ben Kfar because he couldn't be moitzi the Ben Kfar in any event. So we have to say they were b'kiyum likros. They were able to do so themselves. And over there, says Tosfos, over there, if they were b'kiyum likros, so you couldn't be you. There's no need to say that they went to the city to lay, and they would lay in their own city. That's as far as the Sugya of Loses goes, because according to Tosfos says black and white, in the name of a Yerushalmi, that it's impossible to suggest that a Ben Ir was moitzi a Ben Kfar because of the rule of Ein Mechuyev V'Davar, Ein Moitzi Achir Midei Chevosam. And the Rosh, Nivama, says the same thing as Tosfos. And the Korban HaSanul over there already points out, that's more like Rashi Megillah Daf Beis. Rashi Megillah Daf Beis says a Ben Ir can be moitzi a Ben Kfar. So the question is, how can Rashi say, so A, how can it accord with Yerushalmi? But B, more importantly, how does it cool with the rule that we have that if you're not mechuyim v'davar, you can't be mechuyim somebody else yidei chayvah. So in l'chayr, the b'nei o'ir are not mechuyim v'davar on yudal v'yibetiz gimel. How can they be mechuyim the b'nei kfar? That is a question on Shittas Rashi. Now, if you look in the Mishnais, you have the Tosfos of Kiv Egel on the Mishnais. So he asks this question on Rashi. So he says that you have to understand Rashi as follows. The b'nei o'ir, right, the villagers would come to the city, the Ben Ho'ir would come into the shul and would read Vayahi, and everyone would say Vayahi, and then he would say BMA, and they would all say BMA. Not that he would be mighty them. Rashi's intention is he would lane for them, meaning he would be makri for them. Like we find in the Mishnah and Megillah that somebody cannot read Hallel, so it says he can have other people be makri. Even a cotton can be makri, and he repeats after him word for word. That's the intention of Rashi, that the Ben Ho'ir would be lane for the B'nai Kfar, not they would be moiti them, because in fact they couldn't be moiti them, but they would simply read for them. And the same answer is given by the Tura Evan in Megillah. The Hagos of the Baruch Tam on the Sefer Tura Evan questions that we cannot understand that at face value, because the halacha is Korah al Peh LaYotza. You cannot be yotza the Megillah if you read it by heart. You have to read it minaksav. So it cannot be that somebody's reading the Megillah and saying Vayehi, and all the congregation are saying Vayehi, and they're not reading it, because then they wouldn't be Yotza. So he goes further and he says, yes, you have to say that all the B'nai Kfarim were actually fairly adept at reading too. They had their own Megillah in front of them. On their own, they couldn't have made it. But when they had the Ben O'ir standing up there saying Vayehi, then they could make out, this indeed says Vayehi, and they could read it mitoch haksav. And that's how they would go through the entire Megillah. And he says, and for the villager who was totally ignorant and couldn't read at all, he would have to stand next to somebody who was partially literate and hear him reading from his Megillah the Vayehi B'mei, and he would hear him and keep quiet and be yotze with him. This is a scenario painted by the Baruch Tam according to Shitta of the Rav Kiv Egel and to Evan to explain Rashi how the B'nai O'ir could be made to the B'nai Kfar. And it's self understood that this is a little bit of a doichik, that that should be the intention of Rashi. It's very sosum. And also it begs imagination to imagine that's how it all went. But that's what Achronim say to explain Rashi. I'm not going into that. And the Rashonim already offer different answers to places to take care of Lotus Gaita. Yeah. Of course, yeah. Okay, so the emes is that the Stipler in his Sefer Kehilas Yaakov and Siman Aleph on Megillah discusses this problem, and he suggests another Mahalach to understand Shittas Rashi, which I'd like to go with. And he actually says that he actually found that the Ritva says something not identical, but basically this idea is already written in the Chiddush HaRitva on Megillah. The way the Stipler puts it is as follows. He says that Rashi will be goyrus in the Yerushalmi, not like the Bach was Magia and Yivomus Ben Ir Emoitzi Ben Kfar. Rashi clearly says L'chorei that Ben Ir can be Moitzi Ben Kfar. Rashi will be going to Ben Ir can't be Moitzi Ben Krach. That is true, says the Stipler, about the walled cities and the rest of the world. Unwalled cities, the two Zmanim of Yudalad and Tezvov, there indeed each person on the other's Zman is considered the Einu Mechuyiv V'Dovah, because that was established in the Megillah as two independent, separate Zmanim. And the Gemara Darshan's from the words Zmanehem, Zmanei Shalzeh, like Zmanei Shalzeh, my time is not your time is not my time, I'm not Mechuyiv on your time, you're not Mechuyiv on my time. There indeed the Yerushalmi says, I can't be Mechuyiv to you on your date, because I'm not Mechuyiv on that date. However, Rashi's go is, that's only in relation to the Bnei Ir and the Bnei Krochim, but a Bnei Ir could be Mechuyiv in Kfar. Because, says the Stipler, the times of Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, and Yud Dalet differ the two times of Yudalad and Tezvav, in that they are not separate independent Zmanim as such. On the contrary, for anyone who's not in a walled city in the entire world, the Zman is Yudalad. Purim falls on Yudalad Adar. There's not five Purims, there's two Purims. Purim for the rest of the world falls on Yudalad Adar. For all mitzvahs other than Kriyas HaMegillah, the Gemara says in Daf Dalad, the Bnei Kfarim will fulfill them on Yudalad, not on their Yom HaKriya. Mishleach Monas, they would send on Yudalad. Tzudas Purim would have on Yudalad. It so happens that Matonas Levyonim, they would fulfill on the day that they lay, because there's a separate halacha of a name, Shalaniim Nesuois. The eyes of the poor are looking, that's why we don't lay Megillah on Shabbos, according to one reason, because people are looking for, the Aniim are hoping that at the time of the Megillah reading, they'll be given Matanos Levim. So Matanos Levim does go together hand in hand with the Kriyas Megillah. But Be'etzem, says the Snidler, Yom Yud Dalet is Purim for the entire world, including the Bnei Kfarim, including the villages. It's just that Peloshana Gemara Chachamim Hekilu Al Kfarim for reasons of Kedeshi Sapku Mayim Mozan Lachem Shabikochim. They gave them leeway and they broadened the time of the Kriya of the actual Megillah. Not only can it be done on the 14th, which of course it could be done on the 14th there too, so it could be done on 12, 13, 12 and 11 as well. It's an extension of the Lashon of the five days. It's a Tashlumin. You know, you find sometimes, I don't know, just comes into my head now, you know, Mincha or something. You know, you're supposed to have a mincha, if you forget it, the onus, you can be mashlim it later. That doesn't mean that the Zman mincha is by night, right? Zman mincha is mincha time, you can be mashlim it. So he says, al derech there, Zman kriyas ha-megillah for the entire world is yudalet. But they, the Bnei Kfarim, were allowed, as it were, to pay off the chayvas kriyas ha-megillah a bit earlier, a tashlumin, as it were, for the kriya of yudalet. But the ikar Zman for them is yudalet. And as I said, he quotes the Ritva, doesn't use the word tashlumin in the Ritva. But he says it very strongly. He says, Ikra Sakona Hoya Shaye Ben Ir Koya Lahem. The Ikra Sakona was that a Ben Ir should lay for the Bnei Kfarim. Ukuchad Am Chashivi. They are indeed like one people. And he shows it too to Aloch of Yotz Omoitzi, even though I'm not currently fulfilling my obligation, but I am Mechuy V'Dovor. Here too, the Ben Ir will lay in a day or so, but he's not Ein Mechuy V'Dovor. And he says, in fact, they could actually both lay or be Mechuy to lay on the same day. For example, if the Kfarim would choose to lay on Yudalud, they could. An Ir is called an Ir if it's got a Sarov Atlonim, 10 people who are devoted entirely to learning Torah. If for some reason this ear, one of the 10 people would leave, then it would no longer be considered an ear, and they could lay on Yudalot Yudbeis Yudgimel as well. People living in a walled city, unless they move their residence, will never be able to lay on any other time other than Tezvov. And people living in unwalled cities will never be able to lay on Tezvov. But he says people living in the villages and people living in the cities can indeed lay in interchangeable times. The Kfarim, if they wish, could lay on Yudalot. The people living in the cities could, if one of the Batlonim would go away, now turn into Bnei Kfarim and then Yudalot Beis Gimel. They are in fact really part and parcel of the same Zman of Yudalot, except that they were given a leniency, Bnei Kfarim, to lay Nidalot early. So it's true, Bnei Yair don't have this leniency. They can't make use of this leniency. They can't choose to decide we're going to lay in Yudalot. They won't be Yotz, so they have to repeat it on Yudalot. But ultimately the Zman HaKriya is Yudalot, with a leniency, an extension of time given to Bnei Kfarim. But as far as Mechuyav V'Dovor is concerned, they're all considered Mechuyav V'Dovor in the same parcel of time of between Yud-Alef and Yud-Alef. They're all considered Mechuyav V'Dovor in that parcel of time. As opposed to, says the Ritva, Bnei Ir and Bnei Krochim, Avod, he says, Bnei Ir and Bnei Krochim, Chalukim Legamer B'dinei. So, Achoynish Hashprach, this, they're totally separate. Zman HaShol Zeh, Lo Yav Zman HaShol Zeh, like the Lashon HaGemara. U'Lefichach, Ein Echodem, Moitzi L'Chaveiro. That's what Yerushalmi refers to. Because they are indeed totally separate, Zmanim and Einam Chuy V'Dov, Einam Moit Hachem Yidech V'Ofron. But the Zman of the rest of the world is really one Zman, which was elongated and extended somewhat to accommodate the Bnei Kfarim, who can't make it on the 14th, so they can lay in a bit earlier. But really, we're all Bnei Yudalot. Like the fact that says, the Ikapurim for the Bnei Kfarim also is Yudalot. We're all Bnei Yudalot. Some of us are given an allowance, and some of us are not given an allowance. But therefore, we're all considered Mechuy V'Dov at the self-same time, and therefore, that's the Pshat in Rashi, without the doichik that the Achronim go into, that the Bnei Ir can be Moitzi, the Bnei Kfarim. So that is L'chaira, a Mahalach, which the Ritva says expressly to explain Shittas Rashi. So I'd like to, based on this Mahalach and the fact that we see that Tosfos and Yevamos and the Rashi and Yevamos disagree, either the they quote the Yerushalmi like that, or they're stelling tzu. That was the Yerushalmi says that Ben Ir can't be Moitzi Ben Krach, they're stelling it tzu to the fact that he couldn't be Moitzi Ben Kfar either. But they disagree, so they clearly now know that Ben Ir does has a different time to Ben Ksar. They're not considered Mechuyev on the same date. Each one has a date of its own. I'd like to show that through to another piece of Gemara later on over here in that Beis Amud Aleph, where the Gemara there discusses where do we have a source scripturally in the Megillah to allow the Kriya in the villages on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. So the Gemara says that the Pasuk Bizmanehem, Zmanim Tuva, that there are various times which Chazal allowed for in the Kriya Megillah. But the Gemara says that Zmanehem can only, in addition to the two times written in the Megillah of Yud Aleph and Zohar, Zmanehem can only be marba two more times, because the Gemara says Zmanehem is Dumya de Zmanom, Ma Zmanom Treylak, the initial times were two. So the two extra times derived from the Yud Hey of Zmanehem is also two. So one can derive from the Pasuk two more times. But we know that we're deriving actually three more times. So the Gemara says if you can only derive two more times, so perhaps you should derive the 13th and the 12th as being two possible additional times. But where would you have the 11th from? So the Gemara says no. Yud Gimel Zman Kehilo Lakoili. The 13th is a Zman Kehilo Lakoili, a time where everyone assembles. That's the translation. It doesn't require a ribui. Therefore, that cannot be what Zman Nehem is coming to be Marba. That stands independently as a time which is obvious, it seems, could be used for Kriyat HaMegillah. And therefore, Zman Nehem, the two times Nisrabu from Zman Nehem, can be used to accommodate 12 and the 11th. Why is Yud Gimel a time which Loit Tzorech L'Ribu, it's a Zman Kehilo Lakoil? So Rashi says as follows. Hakol Nikalu Li Noke Me'ever. On the 13th was the day of the war. Bein B'Shushan, Bein B'Shalma came, is they all waged the war on the 13th, Kumesh Kosovo Sefer. Hilkoch Loit Tzorech L'Ribu, doesn't require a ribui. Shehei Rehu L'Kriya, that it should be appropriate for Kriya HaMegillah. The Ikar Neis, boy, hold up, because that's a given that you can lay on the day when the Ikar Neis took place, when they actually were menatzeach the enemies. That took place on the 13th. So that's obvious that one can lay on the 13th. That's how Rashi explains the words of the Gemara of Zman Kilo Lakoili, Veloy Tzorach Loribuya. Now the Rosh, over there, asks two questions on Rashi. He says, Rashi's chart, he says, Veloy Nahira. First of all, he says, Denehi, Denikalu Bebiyon, he says, very nice. It's true that on 13th they all gather together to fight. But kibushakol kovu hakriya beyudalod v'chamisha osa minolon shicholim likritz boy. Since the Megillah expressly states that Megillah reading was fixed for the 14th and the 15th, how do you, Rashi, know just because they waged war on the 13th, you can name the Megillah? I don't see that as reason enough, A. And B, v'oid, not only is it not reason enough, the interesting question is, the Loizman Amil Choma Geremes HaKriya. What are you asking? The day that they fought certainly is appropriate for Kriya. Says the Rosh, Loizman Amil Choma Geremes HaKriya. It's not the time of war, which is Geirein Kriya, which brings about the Kriya. It's Man HaMenucha. But the time of resting. Kiddich Ziv, like it says, Kayonim Ashenochu Bohem HaYehudim. Right? So the Megillah says, Arkein, Yehudim who live in open cities make the 14th into Purim. And then it says, "V'kayim aleim and v'yichtev mordchai lekayim aleim yud osim v'yom abosel lachayit shadar v'etiyom chamisha osel boi b'chol shana shana." Both the 14th and the 15th should be commemorated every single year. Kayomim asher nochu b'hem Yehudim meyaveh, like the days when the Yidden rested, because in the rest of the world they rested on the 14th. On Shushan they fought the extra day, so they only rested on the 15th, and it was fixed that one should celebrate the Chodeh V'Dor, the two dates, Kayomim Ashanokhrem, like the dates which the Yidden at the time rested. Says the Rosh, it's clear from the Megillah, that which dates were chosen by Chazal as dates appropriate for celebration, the dates when they rested, not the dates that they fought. I heard from somebody, Drush, that maybe one can insert the following idea, that indeed the main celebration of Purim is not so much the physical survival of Am Yisrael, which was achieved, of course, on the day of fighting, but, like we're told, Kimu v'kibula Yehudim, Chodeh kiblu v'mei Chashverish, they renewed acceptance and commitment to the Torah. That was actually what we're celebrating, and that, of course, was when they had time to think. The day after the war, Me'ahavas Hanes, Chodeh kiblua, so that's what we celebrate, the day when they rested. and when they were mekabel the Torah mechadosh, the 14th and 15th. In any event, says the Rosh, that's clear in the pasuk. It's the day of resting, which Chazal saw fit to fix the Kriyas HaMegillah. And therefore, what's Rashi saying? That Zman Kilav HaKomli, the 13th, was the day when they won the war, when they fought the war, and when they won the war. That clearly doesn't even need a pasuk. Obviously, it's a date which is suitable for Kriyas HaMegillah. Says the Rosh, not so. In the pasukim, it would seem Zman HaMenucha is going, not the Zman HaKriya. And the Rosh therefore goes on with his own pshat based on the Yerushalmi, which I won't have time to go into properly, but basically it's a faket of pshat mamash to Rashi in the Gemara. And the Gemara means mamash punk faket. The Gemara says maybe the psukim are only being marbled, my name is only marbled the 13th and the 12th. The Gemara says no. The psukim couldn't be marbled the 13th, even if it wanted to. Because Zmanem, Alderach Kayom Ashenochu, Zmanem has to mean Dumya de Zmanom, has to be similar. We have to be marbled at a time similar to the 14th and 15th. Yimei Menucha. The 13th is not a Yom Menucha, it's a day of war, so that couldn't be Nisrabah from the Pasuk at all. Perhaps you shouldn't be able to lay on the 13th. So the Gemara goes on to say, but it doesn't need a Pasuk. Why not? It's very obscure in the Gemara, but based on the Rishonim, the Rosh explains, because we have a Kal V'Chomer. It's L'Fonov Koyrin, or L'Acharov Koyrin, so boy me boya. You can lay him before the 13th, you can lay him after the 13th, so certainly the 13th just stands in between the two, is a day appropriate for Kriya. The Achorin already questioned, it's very obscure, it's Sosom in the Gemara, but that's how the Rosh learns the Gemara. Directly opposite how Rashi learns the Gemara. Rashi says, Yud Gimel, because it's a day of war, is a given, it's an appropriate time for Kriyas HaMegillah. And the Rosh says, on the contrary, it would not be an appropriate time, other than the fact that it's Mikal V'Chomer derived from the form of Kriyam and Achor of Kriyam to Boile Kolshke. The question is, how does Rashi respond to the questions that the Rosh poses on Rashi? Two questions he asks. First of all, who said that it's a time? The Megillah says 14th to 15th. Who says 13th? And secondly, not only who says, I would seem to think that it's not a time appropriate for Kriyas HaMegillah because it's a day of war, not a day of rest. So you could say that Rashi simply dismissed the Rosh's question. Don't tell me that it has to be Yom HaMenuchah. No, the day of fighting, whether Ikhe HaNes Boi Hoya, that is an appropriate time for Kriyas HaMegillah, says Rashi. I, the Psukim, say it was fixed on days of rest. True, those 2 days were days of rest, but the day when the Ikhenes occurred is certainly, says Rashi, an appropriate day of Christmas. So maybe he simply disputes the Rashi's kash, he doesn't accept the premise at all. But I might suggest, based on the machlokes that we already established, that maybe you could say it differently, that the Rashi accepts the Rashi's position. Which day is an appropriate day for Kriyas HaMegillah or Yom HaMenucha? Kayon and Ashenochu Behem, like the dates when they indeed rested at the time, those are dates which are appropriate for fixing of Kriyas HaMegillah. Nevertheless, we can be Marba Yud Gimel, because it was the day which they fought. Because the question is, what are we seeking to be Marba now in these additional days that we are being Marba? So you'll remember the Rosh and Tosfos and Yevamos said, a Ben Ir can't be Moitzi a Ben Kfar, because he's not Mechuyev Adobah. He sold it to the Ben Ir not being able to be Moitzi a Ben Krach, because Zmano Shalzeh, Leke Zmano Shalzeh. So the Rosh understood that the 5 dates are independent dates, they stand independently. Each date, in and of itself, is a Mechayev, it seems, for Kriyas HaMegillah. There are 5 dates for Kriyas HaMegillah, the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th, the 5 independent dates are being Mechayev each Kriyas HaMegillah, and one who is Mechayev in one of those dates cannot be Moitzi another one who is Mechayev on a different of those dates. And therefore the Rosh is justified in asking, according to his position, if we find in the Megillah that the dates we're looking for are Yomei Menucha, then how can you tell me that a Yom Melchoma is an appropriate time for fixing Kriyas HaMegillah? That's not what it seems was the basis for Kriyas HaMegillah. It has to be a Yom HaMenucha. But Rashi, we said, says that a Ben Ir can be Moitzi Ben Kfar. These are not like a Chorim, not like the Rizpah. The Bnei Ir and the Bnei Kfar are both considered Mechuyavim at the same time. Because there is only one time. By the way, I forgot to tell you, I thought I had to say this on the mirror. It's so Meduyek, the Lashon HaMishnah, according to the way we're learning Rashi. The Mishnah says, Kochim, Kohen B'Tesvot, Kfarim B'Yorot, Kohen B'Yudalot, Elosha Kfarim Magdimim, Le'yom HaKnisa. The wording of the Mishnah cries out that Kfarim, Kohen B'Yudalad, there's non Koyim B'Yudalad. Elo, we allowed them, we gave an allowance, they can lame. The Yom HaKnis as well, but there it is non Koyim B'Yudalad. They were given an extension, it's a shlumin like the fact that they can lame early. And therefore, when the Gemara is now seeking sources to allow for this extension, we're not seeking now dates which are worthy of having Kriyas HaMegillah fixed on the account of these dates being worthy in and of themselves. The one date that is worthy is the two dates mentioned in the Mishnah, the Yudala date and the Tesvav date. Both are being Yimei Menucha, those are dates which are worthy of fixing Kriyas HaMegillah. We're just looking to how far can we extend the date of Yudala, how much leeway can we give to allow for those people who can't make it on the 14th to extend that date, bring it forward a little bit and lay in a little bit earlier. So on that, Rashi says, the date when they fought the war, which brought about the Menuchas Yudalad, certainly is an appropriate date to allow for the Kriyas Yudalad to be brought forward to that date, because it's got a shaychus with the Menuchas Yudalad. Actually, Ikarnes Boihoya brought about the Menuchas Yudalad, based on which was fixed the Kriyas HaMegillah of Yudalad, and therefore certainly that is an appropriate date to bring forward the Kriyas HaMegillah to that date. So the Rosh says, no, lo zman ha-melchom ha-goyrim ele zman ha-melucha. Of course, Rashi, the Shitose will hold, it's not the zman ha-melchom which is goyrim. The zman ha-melucha of tomorrow is goyrim the Kriya. But the zman ha-melucha of tomorrow can be goyrim the Kriya today as well, because today was a shutuf in the melucha of tomorrow, because we fought today and achieved thereby the melucha of tomorrow. So perhaps one can suggest that this isn't a new machlokes Rashi and Rosh, but Lashitosayu is based on the self same machlokes, whether it's an independent Zman Yudalad is based Yudgim, or that would be the Shitsa Rosh. Or Rashi says, no, there is only the Zman of Yudalad, or Tesvav as mentioned in the Megillah, and all others are included in the Zman of Yudalad, except that they are given the concession to allow them to lain already on those 3 days preceding Yudalad.